All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Today, we're going to try to help you with something that I think a lot of parents struggle with.
Oh, yeah.
Getting your kids excited about reading. We're going deep into this awesome guide. It's called How to Get Your Kids Interested in Reading, A Parent's Guide. Mm-hmm. And we're really going to break down the psychology behind some of these tips and tricks, and hopefully you'll find some of them useful.
Yeah.
I know I sure did.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right in. So first off, the guide talks about creating this like reading haven.
The haven.
Yeah, this little nook, this cozy corner. But it's more than just throwing a beanbag chair in the corner and calling it a day.
Right.
So what's the real magic behind this reading haven idea?
Well, you know, you think about it, and it's really about our environment sending signals to our brains.
Mm.
So, you know, if we create a space that is dedicated to reading and it's free from distractions, it signals to our brain, okay, this is a place where we can focus. This is a place where we can enjoy reading. And I think that's the key, right? It's setting the stage for a positive reading experience.
That makes total sense, because I know for me, like if I try to read in a really cluttered space,
yeah,
or like with the TV on, like forget about it.
Yeah.
I can't focus.
Absolutely.
So yeah, creating that dedicated space is huge. And I'm also thinking, like, doesn't this also tie into like habit formation?
Yes.
Like, we're creatures of habit. So if you're consistently going to this same cozy little spot to read,
yeah,
doesn't that kind of build a positive association with reading?
Absolutely. That consistency. I mean, our brains love patterns.
Yeah.
And so, you know, creating that pattern, associating reading with comfort, with a sense of escape, you're literally building those pathways in the brain, those neural pathways that say, hey, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
This is something I want to do.
And, you know, it makes it less of a chore and more of something you actually look forward to, which leads perfectly into the next tip that I found super interesting.
Mm.
And this is all about choice. Letting kids choose their own books.
Yes.
Even if it's like a comic book about superheroes or like a magazine about skateboarding or something that, you know, you might not traditionally think of as like serious reading.
Right.
But the guide really emphasizes this, like letting them choose is so important.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think instinctively as parents, we want to sort of guide our kids toward what we think is quote unquote good reading.
Right.
But there's so much value in giving them that autonomy, you know,
yeah,
letting them choose what they want to read, because when they have that sense of control, they're more likely to engage with material. They're going to develop that genuine love of reading versus feeling like it's an obligation.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, I have to read this classic novel.
Yeah.
You know, versus, oh, I get to learn more about skateboarding, or I get to see what this superhero is doing.
Totally, yeah. Totally. And they actually shared this really cool anecdote in the guide about this one kid who was obsessed with car magazines.
Oh, wow.
But it eventually like led him to reading books about mechanics and engineering.
Yeah.
So it's a great example of how those seemingly random interests,
yeah,
can actually spark a lifelong passion for learning and reading.
Absolutely. I love that example. And I think, you know, as parents, sometimes we see what our kids gravitate to and think, well, that's not very educational.
Yeah.
But it's all about how can we tap into that interest and take it a step further?
Yeah.
Right? If they're interested in cars, there are tons of amazing books about the history of cars or how cars are designed.
Totally.
You know, it's about finding that bridge between their passion and the world of reading.
That's so true.
Mm.
But, and I think this is important. It's not all on the kids,
mm-hmm,
right? We as parents have a huge influence on whether or not our kids become readers.
Yes.
It's that whole do as I do kind of thing.
You know? Oh, 100%. Kids are like sponges. They are constantly observing us, picking up on our habits, our attitudes, even, yeah, the subtle things we might not even realize.
Absolutely.
So yeah, if we want them to be readers, we have to model that behavior.
And not even just like talking about reading, like actually being seen reading ourselves.
Do that.
It's like that visual cue. They see you curled up with a good book, enjoying it.
Enjoying it.
And they're like, huh, well, maybe this isn't so bad after all.
Exactly. Maybe I should try that.
Right, right. So what are some ways that we can like model that behavior without it feeling forced or preachy, you know?
Yeah, it's really about just making it a natural part of your life. It doesn't have to be this big performance.
Yeah.
So, you know, just having a book that you're currently reading out on the coffee table, mm-hmm, or, you know, maybe at dinner you share something interesting you learned from your reading.
Oh, I like that.
It's just about, you know, weaving it into the fabric of your daily life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of making reading a part of everyday life, what about those like little moments that aren't necessarily about sitting down with a novel but still involve reading? Like the guide talks about like getting kids involved in reading recipes.
Yeah.
Like if you're cooking together.
Yeah.
Or, you know, deciphering street signs when you're out and about.
I love that.
Or, you know, even reading the instructions for a new game or something.
Absolutely. I think that's brilliant because it shows kids the practical value of reading.
Oh, yeah.
It takes it beyond, you know, just the stories. And it's like, okay, this is how reading is actually applied in the real world.
Yeah.
You know, and suddenly they see, oh, reading can help me do things. Reading can help me understand things.
Yeah.
Reading can help me achieve things.
It's empowering.
Empowering. Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, let's be real. There are going to be times when our kids just aren't that into reading.
Of course.
And so the guide talks about rewards. What's your take on that?
Rewards can be helpful, but it's about finding that balance.
Okay.
Right. And the guide really emphasizes focusing on intrinsic motivation.
Mm.
So, you know, it suggests things like, okay, if you reach this reading milestone, how about we do something fun together?
Okay.
You know, how about we have some extra play time or we go on a special trip to the library?
Oh, I love that.
You know, things that kind of build on that positive association with reading versus always just going for the, you know, if you read this book, you get a new toy.
Right.
Because, you know, you want them to connect reading with positive feelings and experiences.
Absolutely. Not just the promise of like some material possession.
Exactly.
And speaking of positive experiences, what about making reading like interactive and fun?
Oh, yes.
The guide mentions things like using silly voices when you're reading aloud.
Yeah.
Or acting out scenes together, or even like turning it into a little performance.
I love that. Especially for younger kids. You know, they're all about play and imagination.
Yeah. So if you can tap into that, you know, reading a game, a shared experience, I think that's where the magic happens.
Totally. And it creates these fun memories associated with reading.
Exactly.
Which is what we're going for.
Exactly.
So it's about making it fun, right? Turning it into something they actually look forward to.
Yes.
And another great tip that the guide emphasizes is finding books that connect to your child's existing passions.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Like whether it's dinosaurs, space travel, fashion design, whatever they're into.
Doesn't matter.
There's a book out there.
There's a book for everything.
So like a kid who loves dinosaurs, they're going to be way more interested in reading a book about paleontology than, you know, some random classic novel.
100%. And it makes sense, you know, from a brain perspective, you're building on those pre-existing neural pathways.
Oh, wow.
You know, those connections in their brain that are already firing.
Yeah.
When they're interested in something. So it makes learning more natural and enjoyable because it's like, oh, this connects to something I already love.
Totally, totally. So, you know, as we're wrapping up here, it seems like the key takeaway is that, you know, there's no magic bullet to making your kid fall in love with reading overnight.
Nope.
But it's about patience, it's about consistency, and it's about making reading a fun, positive experience.
I love that.
Right? It's about creating this environment where they feel encouraged to explore, where they have choices, and where they can really see how reading can enrich their lives in so many ways.
100%. It's about nurturing that lifelong love of learning and discovery.
Absolutely. And to all of you listening out there, I'm curious, what one thing will you try today to spark your child's love of reading? We want to hear from you. Share your stories, your experiences on social media, and until next time, happy reading.
Happy reading.